fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 7th day of April. The prep tip today is to stock up on sea salt. Relatively inexpensive right now. Easy to get right now. Easy to store. Heat doesn't bother it. Cold doesn't bother it. Bugs won't bother it. For the time being, thieves want nothing to do with stealing it because it has very little value at the moment. However, listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. That's a very factual, true statement. Human beings cannot live without salt. If you live more than 100 miles from the ocean, the closer you get to the ocean, the more readily available sea salt is, obviously. If you live 100 miles plus from an ocean during a long-term crisis, an inventory of salt will help keep you alive and be an excellent barter item. So that's your prepper tip today. We'll open lines this hour at 512-248-8252. We had a great meetup last night. The men and women who were there thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Our topic of discussion was gardening. I learned a lot. I'm not a gardener, but I learned a lot about gardening. Learned how to keep snakes away from the premises relatively inexpensively and cheap. Snakes are an issue once you live in our part of the country. And it was a great time, great food, great camaraderie, and I always look forward to these monthly meetups. We meet the first Thursday every month at the Dietrich Panties Restaurant in the Benton Square building in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. And the Benton Square building was built as a schoolhouse more than a century ago. It was abandoned and shut down for quite a while, and then some investors bought it and rehabilitated it and remodeled it to be a very nice structure with a restaurant on the ground floor. The upper two floors are very high-end. Spa for the ladies, with all the things that ladies like, and it's not quite a basement. It's undergoing some remodeling right now. I don't know what's going to be down there, but it's a beautiful little building and great food. Okay, we have the worst crime in recorded human history taking place right now, on the 7th day of April, 2023. A topic my wife and I are concerned about, and I'm sure many of you, is the possible introduction of mRNA substances into the public food supply. My wife and I are discussing what we do, what we will do, what we won't do, if we are able to verify that that, in fact, has taken place. There's a lot of unknowns here. First of all, it needs to be verified that that, in fact, will take place. Now, we have legislation pending in the Missouri legislature that will require labeling. That's all. Labeling of any food product meant for human consumption. And I hope possible for animal consumption also, that would have the mRNA substances put in there. I hope it passes. If you're a Missouri resident, I don't have the bill in front of me. It's a HR number. We need to support that. And let's see if I can find that real quick for everybody. Yes. Okay, legislation, and we'll see if I can pick this up here so I can, labeling, let's see if we can get that here. Okay, maybe this will get it real quick for us. This may pick it up. Labeling food services. Now that's probably not getting it as quick as I would like. We'll talk about that more probably next week. But it's very important that people have the option and have the knowledge to find out what exactly is in the food they're eating. The bottom line, simple way to address what's going on with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots is, they want to kill us, pure and simple. They being the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the Global Initiative, whatever you want to call it, they want to kill us. This statement was written in several languages on the Georgia Guidestones, which stood for several decades until somebody blew them up about a year ago. Don't know who did that yet. At my website at thelibertyman.com, there's a video presentation of Bill Gates doing a TED talk where he says in very simple, clear English language that he wants to use vaccines to reduce the world's population. Could not be more clear. It could not be more clear. We have videos and written articles both featuring Dr. Michael Yaden, a former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. It's a pretty short list of men and women with that kind of credentials when it comes to virology. And his most recent one says flat out, the intent of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot is to kill people. He's not mincing any words at all. He's just saying flat out, the intent of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots is to murder people. Could not be more clear. I was talking to my sister-in-law the other day, and she took the clot shot and boosters. Both her sons took the clot shot and boosters. I think grandchildren also, with the exception of one, took the clot shot and boosters. And she says, oh, John, we did the best we could with the information we had at that time. Well, I'm sorry you didn't listen to my radio show. I'm disappointed, but that was your decision not to listen to the John Moore show and not get the information you needed to save your life. That's tragic. We're going to call her and hold her. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. I heard that representative on another show, and I believe that's either 1168 or 1169. You might try that. Or 1168 or 1169.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I wasn't aware of this. When you go to the website in Kansas for the legislature, back in the 20 years ago or so, you used to be able to search a bill by topic, and you can't do that anymore on their website. I was looking up something for finance when You know, they were talking about that bill that Kristi Noem vetoed in South Dakota, and they said that that bill, a similar bill, is in like 20 or 26 other legislatures about the cryptocurrency. But I couldn't find one in Kansas. But they said this representative said that there's something called an emerging issues committee in most legislatures. Have you ever heard of that?
I can't say I have. No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, but I think it was 1168 or 1169. So.
Well, I'm looking at it. All right. I'm looking it up here to see what it is. Okay, it's 1169. That is it. HB, it's Hotel Bravo 1169 in the Missouri Legislature. Product disclosures. So we need to get that passed. So the Missouri Legislature is only in session a few more weeks. I think they shut down sometime in May. So time is running out on that. Anything else, Sherry?
No, that's it. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. It is somewhat maddening to, I'm at a point in my career I could walk into a supermarket in Anchorage, Alaska, or Key West, Florida, the state of Maine, Southern California, anywhere in between, and possibly be recognized. I'm not all that famous, but famous enough that I could be recognized mostly in public setting, and I am. I talk to tens of thousands of people a day. Somewhat maddening to have to have the people I love the most, such as my daughter, not even listening to my show, not getting the information she needs to be safe, to thrive, and be healthy for herself, her husband, her children, my grandchildren. But that was her choice. That was her choice. I don't like it, but I respect it. And she's the one that has to live with the consequences, not me. And I recall my wife, who died, it'll be 4 years ago this year, a couple of months when she was still able to communicate. She said, "Honey, are you angry at me because I didn't eat the apricot kernels every day for the past 20 years like you?" I said, "No, babe, I'm not angry with you. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. I'm not angry. That's your choice." And we always let it go at that. And not just a few weeks later, she died from breast cancer. So the information's here at the John Moore Show, freely available and ready for people to make use of if they choose to. That's their choice. I first learned about the human behavior called denial in 1968, following the 4 months, September, October, November, December, and most of January, when I was warning my buddies in Vietnam about the soon-to-happen Tet Offensive, as the Chinese New Year, T-E-T, Tango, Echo, Tango, warning my buddies that I was served with in psychological warfare. I was in military intelligence, but the rest of the guys in my outfit, they weren't. There was only, out of the entire battalion, there was only four of us in the intelligence section. And I warned my buddies, said, "Hey, get ready. They're gonna hit us. They're gonna hit us hard. Get extra ammunition." You might find it hard to believe, but actually, with the outfit I was with, it was difficult to get our hands on ammunition. We had to do whatever we could to get ammunition. I told my buddies not to throw away those fruitcakes that their parents mailed to them. You know, put them in your footlocker. Keep a hold of them. And most of my buddies did not pay heed. A few did, but most did not. So when the Tet Offensive began, I was ready. About half a dozen guys that I worked with and guys that paid attention to me, they were ready. But the rest of the battalion was not, officers and men both. The senior enlisted, the officers, the lower rank enlisted. They simply weren't ready. They didn't pay heed. Now here we are more than half a century later, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm warning my friends and family, that will listen. Some do, some don't. And so I'm seeing the same scenario repeated again, half a century later. This time, however, it affects not my buddies in Vietnam, but my flesh and blood. And it's a sad, I find it very sad and disappointing that that's the way it is, but that is the way it is. And nothing I can do is going to change it. Within a 7-minute drive, 8-minute drive from where I'm sitting, we had a national known rock star, Rusty Young, died 32 days later after he got the clot shot. Another neighbor, 3 or 4 minute drive away. A helicopter ambulance took him away with his heart beating 300 times per minute. Another neighbor, a few minute drive away from me. His health is rapidly deteriorating from getting a clot shot and boosters. Another neighbor, these are all men, by the way, retired healthcare professional. He got the clot shot and boosters. Now he has pneumonia. He no longer has an immune system, which is pretty common among those who get the clot shot and boosters. Things that a normal, healthy person would not be affected by at all, or be affected in a far less severe manner, are dying from things that a normal, healthy person's immune system would just simply fight off. It's a shame, but that's where we are. At the meetup last night, none of the men and women there had got the clot shot or boosters, either one. The one guy who comes, he brings his 3 children with him. None of them got the clot shot or boosters. We're all healthy and happy and normal human beings as a consequence. Most of my listeners have not got the clot shot. There's probably some that listening that felt they were coerced by an employer or persuaded by friends or relatives, maybe somebody they went to high school with who got the clot shot. They now regret being coerced. I've mentioned my webmaster. He's a brilliant young man, very excellent IT skills. He was coerced by his employer to get the clot shot in order to maintain his employment, a nice 6-digit income. On one hand, on the other, things changed. His job was done away with. He found himself unemployed, and you can't be unvaccinated. What I've been telling people for 2 years plus, you can always get another job, but you only get one life. Unless you're a Hindu and believe in reincarnation, you can always get another job, but you only get one life. We have a caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John. I was going to tell you the bill number right here in Texas about the crypto thing that Sherry was calling about.
That's not what she was calling about, my dear.
Oh, what was she talking about?
She's talking about a Missouri House Bill 1169 that requires food to be labeled with the inclusion of mRNA in it. That's what she was talking about. Oh, nothing to do with Texas, nothing to do with crypto. Anything else?
No, I just wondered if other states have this crypto bill that we have here.
I don't know anything about it. What is the crypto bill about?
It's about protecting us from the Chinese, Satoshi Action Fund, advocating lawmakers are swayed by the person who put in this bill that... It passed through the Senate Business and Commerce Committee without a single opposition vote. It's Senate Bill 1751.
Yeah, okay.
And
real good, Pat.
It's coming under what they call ERCOT. I'll tell you in a minute what they say about it.
Well, you want to summarize your thoughts. I still don't have a clue what you're talking about. We'll be back after the break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. The Easter sale on energy clearance is in effect until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Pat, can you summarize what this crypto bill is about, please?
It's removing incentives for crypto miners. Mining, M-I-N-I-N-G.
Right.
It's intended to compensate people for load reductions on the Texas power grid. I mean, this is what they've been telling people. It's groups of people who go around and try to convince lawmakers to get into this stuff, this cryptocurrency. So they told them that it's going to reduce
grinder. You know, Texas had the trouble with the power grid a couple of years ago.
Right. I can't imagine enough people doing crypto mining that might be a threat, but that's fine. Well, thank you for the summary, Pat.
No,
anything else?
No. That's what the people who are advocating it are doing. The Satoshi Action Fund. And I think they shut down until Monday or later. But, I thought I'd already told you because I thanked you for mentioning voting, but it's a little late for Texas because we have to register a whole month in advance. So April the 6th was last day, and my phone shut down. I couldn't get into y'all. I couldn't do anything. Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Pat. Okay. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Tell Miss Moore I said hello.
She has heard you. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I'm sitting here underneath. Got a blanket underneath me that I throw one of those throws that you sell. You know those throws.
Micro plush throw. Yep.
Yes, sir. I've got that under me right now. Very comfortable. Got it turned on and running. Anyway, I wanted to just throw all this talk about vaccines and stuff. I just wanted to throw in that, you know, everybody probably knows, but Robert F. Kennedy tossed his hat in the ring yesterday to run for president. He's going to formally make an announcement in Boston coming up, but he said yesterday that he was going to formally announce that he's going to be running for president.
Well, that's just great. I don't know if he can raise the money to be a viable candidate or not, but he will have a national platform to spread his message that he would never have otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to the anti-vax thing. I've never voted Democrat in my life, and it depends. He's going to have to move a lot more to the right for me to even think about voting for him. But I do like the idea that he's going to bring the public attention to all this, attention to the vaccines and everything that we got going on as far as this discussion goes. And I just wanted to toss that out there and let the people know that he's going to be running. He's going to make a formal announcement here pretty soon. He already announced that he's going to make the formal announcement. So I guess that's a pre-announcement to his formal announcement that he's going to make in Boston in public when he makes the announcement. Yeah.
Real good. Okay, Charlie, anything else?
No, that's it. I just wanted to toss that out there because I've never voted Democrat. I've always voted Republican. I'm almost 70. I'll be 70 in April. I mean, this month I'll be 70. But I'll be looking at him real close. I really will be. But it depends on how he looks at other things. So, I mean, I want to vote for Trump, but, you know, we might have an anti-vaccine, pro-vaccine war here going on. If Trump doesn't back down from the vaccine, his stance on the vaccines, I may have to take another look at it.
Well,
all right.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Our call number is 512-248-8252. Robert Kennedy Jr. Has done a great job exposing the truth behind the COVID vaccines. He doesn't go quite as far as I would like to see him go, but far enough to help wake people up. He has a distinctive gravelly voice that helps give him some make him distinct from other human beings with his gravelly voice, and that's a good thing. The worst crime in recorded human history. Wrap your brain around that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have some interesting parcels of real estate. The three-bedroom home in Bismarck, Missouri, has been sold. That gentleman from California bought that. The contract's been signed. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is still available. The very nice house down in Florida, in the Orlando area, is still available. And we have other parcels there that you need to check out if you're interested in becoming my neighbor We have several parcels in Crawford County and nearby counties of Dent and Texas and so forth. So you might want to check those out. Lots of information there. Need to remind people, the first week of August, we'll have the John Moore Ozark Symposium at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge celebrating 100 years in business. My guest will be my live studio audience. You want to make reservations? Get details, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Would you like to have a log home, a small place like Davy Crockett, one-room log cabin, or a 6,000-square-foot mansion duplicating the log lodge in the TV series Yellowstone? The company I'm working with are about a 45-minute drive away. They can meet your needs. Just give me a call. We'll get you set up to do the planning necessary to create the beautiful log home of your dreams. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner Easter Sale is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. And you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. We have a caller on hold, Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Yes, that's interesting about the food thing. Very, very hard to figure out how to track that. I haven't even hardly looked into it, just hear about it here and there. Real concern, if you have older stocks, they'll be pure. This was all something that people thought of when Fukushima hit, that there would be, you know, less radiation-packed seafood-type things and seaweed. That was a concern, but we haven't been using our Geiger counters on our food yet. Sometimes there's a tendency for people to throw the baby out of the bathwater, especially when they've had bad experiences, or people get into a group and they think a certain way and certain ideas have a life of their own. In this regard, I mentioned Monday the 70% lethality types of pathogens. And when you have that situation, people are going to react very strongly. And all the top scientists say that shielding the vulnerable is a very effective method. I mean, you're talking McClellan, all these guys, all right, as well as standard people. So for folks in the alt media, as we spoke on Monday, to poo-poo the idea of shielding the vulnerable, I think it's crazy. And I understand that.
Well, let's back up a bit. And I've thought about this since that discussion, and
yeah,
it needs to be addressed in a bit different manner than we did Monday.
I appreciate
and
that.
I'm going to use two different terms. Quarantine and would be one term. The other would be self-isolation. Quarantine involves the government, police officers, guns, and handcuffs. Self-isolation is a personal decision to protect yourself. So I'm against the quarantine.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you can quarantine
right.
yourself.
I'm absolutely against
you might
the
use
quarantine.
That word, but.
Right. I'm absolutely against the quarantine of healthy people. That's never been done that I'm aware of. But
you,
if people
you
want
mean
to self-
forcibly, yeah.
That's what quarantine means. That is the definition of quarantine.
Okay.
You have the government enforcement. Self-isolation.
Well,
of course, if you want to protect yourself and self-isolate, go for it. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was referring to, that people will self-isolate. You know, I mean, a lot of people will not go out anywhere. They will self-isolate. And
I know a woman, her and her husband are friends of mine. She did not step outdoors, literally, not outside on her front porch for more than 2 years because of her fear.
Yeah. That's irrational extremism, and we see it on TV. There's a lady that she has like a 2-foot model of a pink COVID-19 virus, they might call it. Well, she says right on the ad, she says, if this was a COVID, she's not even using any correct term. If this was a COVID, I'd be in trouble. Really, if it was 2 feet in diameter, it's really going to have health impact on you? I don't think so. So, but the concept that they're projecting is that a single particle can cause you problems. Now, somebody was mentioning that, you know, packages coming in, all these sort of things, the virus will get into your house. Well, you know, that's what we have PPE for. That's why we can use things like Clorox to clear things off. A minor exposure and viral load is a concept that we need to listen to. So if we want to hear an expert on this, listen to Chris Martinson at peakprosperity.com. Don't listen to people who don't have that expertise. And, you know, that's what we're dealing with a lot of time here. You know, people may have a really good expertise on guns and bullets, and one bullet can kill you. But one virus particle is not going to kill anybody, probably. And, you know, you have the defenses that are mechanical, first of all, in the body and things like that. So I think we need to think a little more deeply rather than react from the hip on these things based on policies that were bothersome, and I understand that. But I think this occurs all throughout, you know, and just saying that, you know, one guy in the presidency is going to save us. No, one guy who comes back to Earth might save us. But as Eric from New York pointed out the other day, there were issues with, you know, a guy being a member of the Republican Party, a lot of other issues that I identify as well with the guy. I don't know if I shared those quite with you, John, but, you know, these guys aren't going to save us. And what's coming to us in all different directions is, like I say, when I go down the elevator, it says going down. I just turn to the people. I say, just like our country, everybody laughs. Everybody gets it. No one has said, oh, our country is great. We're getting better. So that's my own survey, but maybe they don't want to get into the discussion. And so there might be some people that don't see that. But those are my comments, John. I think we got to be a little more careful the way we think about things and go to the experts for the real information. Chris Martinson did mention viral load as being very important to the chance of somebody getting infected, as well as the quality of your immune system, which I don't know what mine is. I just know how badly or not badly I've been infected by different things, including this COVID. Hasn't been that bad for me. So those are my comments today, John. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comments. We appreciate that, Dave. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I agree with Dave. We need to use discernment. We need to be look at things carefully. Our choice of words is important. And making sure that people really understand and comprehend what's going on. That's one of my goals, and I know most of our listeners feel the same way. Well, we got Easter Sunday coming up here, where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which I guess happened on Monday, not Sunday, because the Bible says it was the third day. The third day would be Monday, not Sunday, obviously, but that's kind of a side issue. Something I've noticed for the past 20-something years is adults getting involved in the Easter egg hunts along with the children. I don't understand it. What the parents and adults are doing out there on the Easter egg hunt with the children. It's a time for children to enjoy the Easter egg hunt, not for the adults. And I've seen the same thing happen with Halloween for about 20-something years, where Halloween has become an adult holiday also, not just something the children have fun with. No need to get into the satanic parts of Halloween. It can and it should be just something, a simple, fun time for children to enjoy themselves without the satanic overtures. But that's nature. It seems like the nature of our culture is going. I'm not sure there's anything behind adults getting involved in these children's holidays. I'm not aware of it. There could be. But I hope that you can spend time with friends and family this Sunday, Easter Sunday. I'll be with my family. We'll go to church first thing in the morning. We're going to go to the automobile show at as far as Park, and then go to my brother's for a family get-together and thoroughly enjoy the day. And I hope you have that same opportunity to enjoy friends and family and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Very important day. I regard it as the most important Christian holiday, with Christmas coming shortly thereafter. I think it's a shame that I think there's pressure from the federal government to stop calling the Easter vacation spring break, to stop calling the Christmas vacation and call it the winter break. I think that's a shame. I would love to see, if I was on a school board, I would advocate that we go back to properly calling these breaks what they really are. The spring break is the Easter break. The Christmas break is the Christmas break. And do what works. You know, we had certain traditions that we had for in place for decades that helped make us one of the greatest countries on the planet. Walking away from those traditions is not a wise thing, I don't believe. We have a caller here. We got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, sir? Happy Good Friday.
Thank you.
I wanted to call because sort of getting towards the subject. You know, with the Bud Light and the drag queen stuff with Bud Light, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch. I was just on Twitter, and somebody put up some drag queen festival. Here, I've got it pulled up right here. Jack Fire Pride, Jack Daniels. And you got RuPaul and drag queens in this graphic about some event that they're doing, Jack Daniels. And I couldn't believe it.
Jack Daniels, the company is sponsoring this event?
Yes.
No kidding. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I go to their website. And I mean, this was well done, well funded promotional material, videos. I mean, they're in it with both feet. So but I think with what happened to Bud Light, it's funny, if you go to their website, you can't really find it. You have to go through alternative means. You can search with Google, as I'm sure you're doing right now. I can't believe it. I'm never going to drink Jack Daniels ever again. I'm done. We have to stand up against this. We have to, as a collective society, this is what they're doing. It's a communist revolution, and they're using, you know, the transgender issue as a wedge, as you know. And people are going to have to start hearing it in the supermarket line. I mean, this is ridiculous. So it's probably all
it's
over the place, and we
don't
know.
The Bush family sold out. They no longer own Anheuser-Busch. It's a shame what's happened to these brands that have been around for many decades. And it's disappointing, Chris, to hear that. I'm really disappointed that Jack Daniels is participating in this insanity.
Yeah, I love Jack Daniels forever. But just look at it like this. You know what? We all got to stand up. You know, there's one man that went to the cross. He stood up. He spoke out. He turned the money changers' tables over. Look what happened to him. I say let them all burn down. We're going to, the justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's what I say. So we all got to stand up, and we've got to pick our side and you know, fight for the widow, fight for the child. That's where we're at. So anyway, I want to tell you about that, John. Thanks.
Oh, I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. We need to, I know I do this myself, address these individuals as the following. Instead of just calling a transgender woman that title, call that person a mentally ill transgender woman. And instead of calling a transgender man by that, call that person a mentally ill transgender man, because that's accurate. That's an accurate way. Now, I've not yet run into somebody who, when I meet them, that gives me their preferred pronouns. That hasn't happened to me yet. I simply don't travel in those circles where that would be possible. I'm rarely in St. Louis, and typically I get out as quick as I can. But I'm sure in parts of St. Louis, my hometown where I grew up, that's become the norm for people to introduce themselves with their preferred pronouns. I'm not sure what I'll do if I run into that. It'll depend on the circumstances. And the world's gone insane. You know, there's two genders, male and female. And after that, there's mental illness. The caller and holder, we've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. We're talking about transgender. Have you heard the I haven't heard it much. Have you heard the allegations concerning the Tennessee school shooting?
What allegations is that?
That the film that they show of the shooter, it is not internally consistent. They say it was shot on two separate occasions, and that the actor, whoever it was, security film, is wearing two different pairs of shoes in two different frames.
I've heard about that. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to it. John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back. I'm with Jerry Morgan. on Friday. It is Friday, the 7th day of April. Life goes on, as the old saying goes. My wife and I are making preparations to deal with whatever's coming at us. This mRNA being introduced to the food supply, if it proves to be true, which we don't know yet, it will change everything, at least for us it will. I'm sure for many of you as well. I have neighbors that I can get grass-fed beef from that I know for a fact they're not going to put any mRNA in their cattle. It's just simply not going to happen. Either injections or feeding them cattle feed. Of course, around here, these ranches are too cheap to give their cattle anything that they don't need to. But so we'll be looking at that. We're probably going to get some chicken, so we have a source of fresh eggs and chicken meat as well. Get a garden and get some greenhouses so that the greenhouses do two things. They give you a year-round ability to grow fruits and vegetables, plus they keep the deer and the rabbits and all the other things that want to eat your produce, keep them from eating what you're growing there, and also provide from security from thieves that might want to steal it as well. You just never know. So that's what we're doing, and I encourage everybody to do the same thing. I really do. It's very important to do that. Top of the hour break coming up here. When we come back, we'll have Brady with us. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. We manufacture wood-burning stoves. I'm the executive vice president of the company. Wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Rated by the EPA, not at 75% efficiency, but 99.5% efficiency. Seriously, 99.5% efficiency. That's phenomenal. I recall when the EPA first announced their new standards for wood-burning stoves, I thought, man, it's going to put a lot of companies out of business, which it probably did. But that was the impetus for the CEO, Sky Huddleston, to develop the rocket heater, the Liberator rocket heater. So we'll get more details on that after the top of the hour break. Bottom of the hour, we'll have with us Rondi. Rondi's in the beautiful state of Colorado in ski country where they're still skiing. Now, where I am here in south central Missouri, the flowers are blooming, the bugs are out, the leaves are popping out on the trees. But at that elevation in Colorado, which I think is about 7,000 feet, elevation. They still have snow, and they still have skiing. So we'll be talking to Rondi and get some updates from her, what's going on there. Wrap up the week. Looking forward to the weekend and celebrating Christmas.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.